Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateria. How can I assist you today?
I'm curious. I looked on my banking statement, and there's two charges taken out by your company that I know nothing about and I did not authorize.
I'll be right with you. Can I get your zip code?
21078.
I'm sorry, you said 21078?
Yes.
Can you provide your first and last name?
Michelle Barnett, and B as in boy, A-R-N-E-T-T-E.
And Ms. Michelle, can you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
448 Robin Hood Road, Havity Grace, Maryland, 21078.
All right, so I do have an account with you today, ma'am, and you were charged $59.89 because you entered a contest to win some tools or something, and it enrolled you in a monthly meal plan app. It's the app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb craving. It includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better. It's pretty much a great app. So instead of making it $59.89, I could do $20 a month for you.
No, and I need you to take me off of that, and I would like my money back. I've been charged twice for this.
Okay, well, I can't help you out on the previous amount, but I cannot help you out with the April bill.
With Amazon Music Unlimited, you can turn off the app and turn up the music. New subscribers start with 30 days free. Cancel anytime. Just ask Alexa.
Okay, so with the May app, I can't issue a 35% refund due to you having it for a whole month.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I can issue you a 35% refund.
I want 100% refund. I didn't authorize this.
Okay. So the highest that I can go for you is a 50% refund.
Now, I want to speak to a supervisor or someone. I did not authorize this.
Well, it came with the subscription that you entered the sweepstakes for.
I did not enter a subscription.
Well, when you entered the contest, you entered the subscription.
Well, I don't know about a contest, but whatever, I did not consent to this. Now, I mean, I want 100% of my refund.
I can get you a 50%. That's the best thing I can do for you today.
No, I need to speak to your supervisor.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I actually can't do that.
Why?
Because we all handle the same protocols.
Even your supervisor?
Yeah, they do the same thing that we do. It's nothing
okay.
that they can, you know, like, it's nothing that they can do about it.
Well, why are they considered supervisors then?
Well, yeah, it's sort of kind of like to help out with bigger accounts, with multiple charges, but other than that, we all handle the same protocols.
Okay, well, can you still transfer me to the supervisor?
I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't do that. That's just
what?
Our rules, and that's just what they tell us we can't do because we handle the same protocols. So I'm not just
what
telling you this.
What company is this?
Well, we are a third-party call center, and we assist over 100 different companies, ma'am.
Okay, so what company is this that I'm calling about?
We don't have an actual name. We just a third-party call center, and we get the accounts over to the actual company that you guys sign up for.
Okay, so how do you know what company that I've signed up for, though, if you don't know?
We don't know. We just get the accounts over, and they go to the companies.
You get the accounts, and...
So once we close the accounts out and we finish everything that we do on the accounts, we send them off, and it goes straight to the company. I don't know which company, because we house over 100 companies. So whatever company that charged you, your account will get sent to them.
Okay. Then issue my 50% refund. And I would like confirmation by email.
It'll come through. Just a second for me. All right, so I do have you all canceled out. We can no longer bill you anymore. And I do have that $29.94 refunded back to you. It'll be back in your account 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and you're sending it to what email address?
Okay, so let's see what email you have on file. It should be going to the DRENCHHAIR@gmail.com.
Okay, and I received that when?
I don't know. Sometimes it'll go ahead and pop up. Sometimes it takes a minute for it to pop up. It depends on how your email works.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.